Dallas Seavey is on the final stretch to Nome. The Willow Musher is likely to capture his first Iditarod win tonight. If he does, he will be the youngest winner in Iditarod history. He turned 25 while out on the trail. Behind Seavey, Allie Zirkle and Ramey Smith are battling for second place. Right now, GPS shows Zirkle about 7 miles ahead of Smith. APRN trail reporter Ann Hillman is in Nome waiting for the leaders. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
So, Ann, what are you hearing about the final section of the trail?
When people talk about it, they say that it's getting pretty windy out there, and the wind is really very biting cold, which makes it harder for anyone to make a really good run from safety into Nome. So they're expecting some Dallas to get here maybe between 6 and 7. And it's not going to be a fast trail, but he'll make it.
What are the preparations like in Nome right now?
Kind of what you would expect. There's a lot of tourists milling about, making sure that they get their picture taken with anything that says Nome on it. They're prepping the area for the dogs to come running in. So they're filling the street with snow so they have something to run on. There's the big setup and the big banner and the arch. And they've cordoned off areas where the media can go and nobody's allowed to step past that into the chute or by pain of death, almost, it seems. And, you know, people are kind of wandering around and they're talking about who they know will win, who they want to win. I think the real excitement's really going to get going, though, probably about 6 o'clock.
And what are you hearing from people? Who do they want to win?
Well, the general consensus is that everyone knows Dallas is going to win, and that's pretty exciting because he's the youngest, and he's been making a pretty good run. It's funny, though, a lot of people, even though they know Dallas is coming in, really want Allie. They're all excited. They're like, oh, wouldn't it be great to have another woman to win? Wouldn't it be great to have Allie win just because she's just a nice person and it'd be good for the sport? So Allie's got a massive number of supporters, even though it looks like she's either going to come in second or third.
You had a chance to talk with Dallas Seavey's brother, Danny. What did he have to say?
He had to say that Dallas has known he was going to win for months and months now. His wife has been home taking care of their 18-month-old, and she hasn't been going to family events, and she didn't go to the Yukon Quest. But months ago, she bought tickets to make it to Nome because they just knew he was going to come in first. So I don't know how they had the premonition, but I guess it looks like they're going to be right.
Well, thanks, Anne. We'll look forward to updates for tomorrow.
Thanks.
Anne Hillman is in Nome covering the Iditarod finish for APRN.